Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 12. And we're covering the subject of areas to grow in. And we are specifically looking at your physical earth suit general need. Right? All right, Lord. Where do you want me to start? So, verse 11, and we're working this backwards. So the last words are, believed them not. Well, we're not sure what the them is, but to believe is to know that it's true. To believe not is not to believe that it's true. Don't know more detail about that, but so let's go back a little bit further. And they believed them not. We don't know what the them is, probably people. And they believed them not. So we don't know who the they is, but somebody is not believing something. Well, let's go back a little bit further. Idle tales. Idle tales. So idle meaning doing nothing. Right? It's like when your vehicle is idling, it's not going anywhere. Right? Idle entails that stories. It doesn't seem to be real. Okay. And they believed them not. Go back a bit further. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Okay, so now we need a lot more information, but the bottom line here is they were being told something. And what they were being told was so far outside of their paradigm of possibilities that they did not believe. And I think one of the challenges we sit with is that we are taught all the time what doesn't exist. Instead of just going to the Word of God will tell you what does exist. And if it doesn't mention that it exists, it's not important for you to know. Right? It doesn't mention every single insect that exists on the planet. But they're there. But that's not important in terms of your relationship with the Lord and how He works. But this is very important. So let's get the context for this, right? So at this stage, what's happened is Jesus has been buried. The women have prepared the spices and they are now going to wrap the body, which is normal burial practice, right? And of course, He's dead. So they would do what they always do with everybody. Obviously, they're mourning about this. They're really unhappy about what's taken place. So now we pick up the situation from Luke chapter 24, verse 1. Now upon the first of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre. What's the sepulchre? It's the place where Jesus was buried. It's the tomb. Came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments, And as they were afraid and bowed down, faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary of James, and other with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. So, all the apostles have been told of this impossible thing, including the fact that Jesus had said that he would do this, because that's what they were told. Right? They were told, Jesus said, he's going to be crucified, and he said to them that on the third day he would rise. And they recounted exactly all of this. And yet they believed them not, because it sounded like idle tales. Right? Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which has come to pass. You see, Peter didn't just discount what they had said. Yes, it sounded ridiculous, it sounded impossible. And so many things that you come across now in this world, in terms of TV and movies, just about everything seems possible. Many believe Jesus is coming back. Many believe that. And that sounds a bit impossible and a bit ridiculous. But a lot of people, especially atheists, they don't want him to come back. They kind of know he is. They kind of know that he is real. But they're angry about something or another. And as a consequence, they don't want him. If they get over that anger, then they will accept him again. So keep them in your prayers. Right? It's not that they don't believe, it's that they're just angry with him. They're angry with God about something. And that's because they've got the wrong context. They've got the wrong picture in their minds about what they're being angry about, right? And of course, you know, Satan is the one that plants those. But if you have a look at movies and everything else, so much science fiction, so much supernatural stuff, so many ancient aliens, so many ghost hunters, and so much of this stuff is being thrown at everybody at the moment. And a lot of the time, they feel, maybe that's true, maybe that's true, maybe that's true. But if you were to go to them and say to them, you know that Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you so much that he actually took your place. That sounds like such an idle tale. It sounds so ridiculous. In fact, many Christians that I've come across who weren't Christians before, they said, that's ridiculous. They said, nobody would ever do that. And it's because they never saw their own worth. They never saw how they were such a treasure to God. And so, we see in this message here, we see that it is so difficult sometimes to look at yourself and see yourself the way God sees you. He sees you as such an amazing treasure. He sees you so beautiful. You know, I was having a conversation with the Lord just the other day, and he showed me how the streets in heaven are made of gold, but they're not made of gold because he wants them made of gold. They're made of gold in preparation for the treasure that we are. We are to know that we are treasured. We are to know how precious we are to Him. And so He has created something of great price and worth for us to stay in, so that we know how much we are treasured. And so we see Peter here. Peter's sitting, everybody's mourning. Everyone is very, very sad. But there's this little glimmer of hope that Peter does remember Jesus said that. And so he needs to go and investigate for himself. And that is the area that we can grow in. We can stop just listening to everybody else. We can go and we can say, you know what, I remember somewhere hearing that about Jesus. Let me go find out. And you may come there and you may look at what you can see and it doesn't make any sense. Because to Peter, that empty tomb made no sense whatsoever. He saw the clothes laid by themselves, and in one of the other Gospels it says there that it had been folded. And in the Jewish custom, when you fold your napkin that you're eating with, you telling the servants, don't come and touch my plate. I'm coming back. But when you scrunch it up and you just throw it down after you've eaten, then you're telling the servants, I'm done. You can take my plate. You can take everything else. I'm finished. Jesus folded his cloth that was on him. And so when you have a look at how many times we in our lives have been told something by somebody and we've just laughed it off as ridiculous. Instead of going and saying, well, let me just investigate that. No. God does say, don't go and investigate the evil. Right? There's more than enough evil to go around, so don't go and play with it. Don't go there. Because that's just going to hurt you. Right? But what he does say is, now, in multiple places, where he is showing you how to walk by the Spirit, in the Spirit, doing the things that are right and good spiritually, and of course physically. Right? But if you don't go and actually investigate it yourself and step into it, you're just going to be listening to it. And it's going to sound like idle tales, stories that are impossible, ridiculous things that you can just wipe away. You can throw that message away because guess what? You don't want to believe it. Peter didn't do that. Peter said, I don't know. I'm hearing this. Yes, I do remember that Jesus did say that, but I'm hearing this, and as ridiculous as it sounds, I'm going to get up. And we see that Peter doesn't just get up and go walking off there, kicking a stone down the road to go and have a look. No, he ran. He so needed that answer that he ran. Area that you can grow in is don't just believe what others say about Jesus. Go and discover him for yourself. Go and read the word for yourself. Go and spend time with God for yourself. Walk in his way. Spend time with him. Talk to him. He is listening. He's always listening. talk to him. Let's read this from the beginning. Now upon the first of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary of James, and other with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooped down. He beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, make your keywords in the second column and score yourself in the right. God bless, and have an absolutely beautiful day.